This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And at 9:49, time for the opening market report. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce, filling in for Dave Dickey, who's out in Amana, Iowa, getting set up for the Farm Progress Show. We'll have live broadcasts, all of our agriculture programming. As a matter of fact, beginning tomorrow and continuing throughout the show, Dave will be involved in many agricultural panels as well, and you can look for us in the AgriGold tent if you're headed out to Iowa. Well, here's how the trading resumed in Kansas City this morning in the wheat pit. September opened at 465.5. That was up 6.25. December opened at 478.25, up 5.25. And the March contract at 484.5, up 5.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 384, up 5.5. December at 405, up 6.75. March opened at 423, up 5.5. May at 431.5, up 5. And July 07 wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 437, up 5.25. September corn opened at 226, that was up 1. December at 242.5, up 3/4. March at 257, up 0.5. May at 268, up 2. July at 275.5, up 1/4. September at 284, up 0.5. And December 07 corn at 294.5, up 3/4. The September soybeans opened at 542, down 1. November at 556, down 1. January at 568.5, down 1.25. March at 579, down 1.25. July at 588.5, down 2.5. And soybeans for July 07, I should have said the May opened at 588.5, down 2.5, and July 07 at 599.5, down 3/4. September soybean meal at 160.20, up 70, and October at 160.30, up 20. September soybean oil at 24.78 on the open, down 17, and October opened at 25.05, and that was down 15.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Take a quick look at the opening prices on the Mercantile Exchange, and then we're scheduled to talk things over this morning with Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. In Normal, opening price for the August feeder cattle at $116.85, the opening price for September at $116.80, and October at $117.80. Live cattle for August opening at $89.50 this morning, the live cattle for October at $92.55, and December at $91.95. Lean hogs for October opened at $65.15, December at $62.10. February's contract, $61.75, and the lean hogs for April 07 opening at $61.90 this morning, and the frozen pork belly contract for February at $88.30 on the open. Well, the range of trading at Kansas City very narrow at, 3.5 to 4 higher right now. The wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade trading from 3 to 4.25 higher. In the corn pit, the trade is anywhere from 3/4 to 1 lower, and the soybeans are trading anywhere from 3 3/4 lower to 5 lower right now on that May 07 contract. And Kurt Kimmel does join us from Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois on Monday mornings in the opening market report to talk about the numbers. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, as we're taking a look at what's happening, the wheat is remaining strong, and that was pretty much the opening call. Narrow range on the corn, beans down a bit more. What's it all mean to you?
Well, the wheat's taking over leadership here. They're looking at dry weather in Australia, Argentina, Europe, and some strong cash markets. India's in the world wheat market. Korea's in for some wheat. A little bit of weather concerns worldwide, and a little export demand picking up's got the market on the offensive. Funds were huge buyers there Friday. They bought over 10,000 contracts. on the day. But there's talk maybe Australia, if they don't start seeing a better weather pattern, they might not be able to export a whole lot of wheat as they sort of continue to miss some rains in some of their key growing regions. So that's got the wheat market excited, and that's why we've seen the strength of the wheat here over the last couple of trading sessions. But as far as the corn and beans go, we're sort of in no man's land in through here as we have seen the pro farmer crop tour estimates. The trade sort of waiting for some more news before it makes a big move. The thing that could probably push the market one way or another here in the next few minutes will probably be the weekly export inspections report. The trade's looking for wheat shipments to be anywhere from 12 to 18 million bushels, corn shipments 40 to 45 million bushels, and the beans 9 to 15 million bushels. And the significance of this is we need to keep shipping out what we sold. And two, with these price break we've seen here, we need to make sure we stimulate some demand to come forward too, Jay.
So what kind of strategy are you recommending?
Well, at this point in time, as a farmer, producer, landlord, owner, farm manager, whatever, we're in a holding pattern. We're starting to see some areas where the basis is fairly wide, and some LDP opportunities are probably starting to show up in a lot of the growing regions. And so we're one to maybe be a set tight here and find some storage and be a tight holder and wait for the basis to improve as we go into this winter. As a trader speculator, we're in a position here where we feel corn futures are a buy here over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We feel this is the last breakdown before we go to some higher levels in 2007-2008.
Anything on the outside markets that's piquing your interest this morning?
Well, the crude oil market is down $1.90 a barrel, so can't wait for the guy outside here to lower his gas price a little bit. But we're sort of taking the weather premium out of the energy sector. The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical depression or storm, and so if it does not re-intensify here, we could see the market correct even further yet as we take some of that premium out. Also, too, along with the energies, probably need to be watching the orange juice market as this storm starts to hit the state of Florida. They'll monitor the orange crop grows real close and see what type of damage is done there.
I was at the store yesterday and was looking at grapefruits that are the size that oranges normally are. You know what that means.
Well, the size probably tells the story here. But we've got a good tomato crop here in Bloomington Normal. One of our associates here, Don Hish, has brought in tomatoes, and they're the size of softballs.
I got some of those from my neighbor, too. Thanks a lot, Kurt.
Very good.
Todd will talk to you this afternoon on the closing market report. And that's Kurt Kimmel, of course, of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. We'll take a look at how the trade is going right now and look at some of those outside markets as the opening market report continues on AM 580.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Kansas City wheat for September right now at 463 and fast trade up 3 3/4. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade, 383, up 4 1/2. December at 403 1/4, up 5. September corn, 224 3/4, is down 1/4. December at 241 1/4, down 1/2. March down 1/2 at 256. December 07 at 293 1/4 is also down 1/2. September soybeans, 538 3/4, down 4 1/4 now. November at 553, down 4. January at 566, down 3 3/4. November 07, soybeans at 617, down 2 1/2. The September soybean meal at 159.10, down 40. And September oil at 24.60, down 35. August feeder cattle, 116.90, up 37 1/2. August live, 89.60, up 95. October live cattle at 92.67 1/2, up 50. And October lean hogs at 65.50, up 47 1/2. The crude oil contract for October, 70.85, down 166 now. CRB index at 331.23, down 503. The dollar's down 33 at 85.09. And the Dow Jones Industrials up 50 at 11,334. S&P 500, 1,300, up 4.95. And the NASDAQ at 1,566.5 is up about 8.5 points. Silver for September at 121, make that 1216, and that's down 21. And the gold contract for August at 619 is down 3. September gold at 620.40 is down 2 even. And as we look at our forecast by meteorologist Jay Searles for the two-state region, we see clouds and areas of fog this morning, showers and thunderstorms scattered across most of Illinois, and widespread over Indiana through the morning hours. Highs will range from the lower 80s in southern portions of both states to around the mid to upper 70s for the northern sections. For Champaign-Urbana, we are looking for clouds and a few showers and thunderstorms. The threat for rain will decrease as the day goes on. A high near 78 today. It's 75 right now on Friends Plaza. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. 10 o'clock, David Inge, the host of Focus 580. What's up this morning?